The Marsha writes that when we say in Elkanah Shema, Ata Barasa, Vata Yatsarta, Vata Nefachtabi, that Hashem, you created, you formed, and you breathed in me, referring to the Neshama. So the Marsha explains that the Neshama includes, is included in three parts of the Nefesh. There are three parts of our soul, which are the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. And he writes that both the Kabbalists and the philosophers discuss this, that there are three parts of your soul. There's the Nefesh, which is the vegetative soul, and that's plants have that. And then you have the Ruach, which is the sensory part of the soul, and that animals have that as well. And the Neshama, which is the rational soul, so that is something that only humans have. And that's why we say, it says Vayivra Elohim es Adam, Vayitzer Hashem Elohim es Adam, and also Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Ruach Chaim. So the third aspect, Vayipach Ba'apav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breathing into us that highest level, that Neshama. So that's Atah Barasa Teyitzarta Nefachtabi. And then we say Vatam Mishamra Bikirbi, and you are guarding it inside of me. What does it mean you're guarding inside of me? The Midrash Tehillim writes that the Neshama is striving to return to its heavenly source because it wants to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That aspect, the Neshama wants to return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, and therefore it must be restrained and safeguarded. But Vata Asid Lit Lamimeni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future you will take it away from me when, at the end, after 120 years, after we pass away. But then we say, and then you're going to return it in the future, obviously, with Tchiyas HaMesim. So we mentioned the three parts of the soul. The highest level, the Neshama, wants to ascend to heaven. Kadosh Baruch Hu guards it in the body. Kadosh Baruch Hu, but every night it goes up and we return it. Eventually it's going to be taken away from us and returned to us when there is Tchiyas HaMesim.